This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Happy Friday. Good morning. Brady Bowman with you on this edition of KMAN's In Focus. And we have a jam-packed show today. I've said that in the past before, but really, I mean, this is busting out the seams, jam-packed show. We're going to talk with folks from Manhattan Fire Department, the Riley County Police Department, Riley County EMS. They'll be in the last half hour to talk about the Battle of the Badges American Cross Blood Drive that's coming up. Before that, we'll have some folks from USD 383, and including Lucas Shivers and Pit Closet Coordinator Tracy Emery, talk about the Stuff the Bus event that Manhattan Broadcasting is a part of. That'll be tomorrow in front of Walmart. But we're going to start things off with Riley County Agricultural Extension Agent Greg McClure. Good morning. Happy
Good morning,
Friday.
Brady. Hey, can I correct you on the sure. air that that's Lucas Shivers?
Shivers.
Yeah, Lucas was one of my 4-H'ers over in Clay County. We brought him up right.
Oh, it is Shivers. Yeah, it's just right. Friday. It's Friday. Well, now I'm going to put, we'll just cancel that. We'll have you for the whole hour.
Now what? I got you messed up, right?
Well, we'll be in and out. Last time we did a whole hour extravaganza with you.
Yeah, but you talked most of the time, so it's really no big deal.
I did?
Yeah.
I think Dave had a few words in there, too.
Yeah, Dave did, too. Yeah.
He can be a little chatty.
He can.
Let's talk a little bit. There's some fair changes in Riley County Fairs coming up next weekend, and really things start off tomorrow with the 4-H Horse Show. But before we get into all that, let's kind of just do a quick review of some crops in the area.
So the crop situation, looking at rainfall, we've got a couple inches now, so everybody's attitude is better. But does that mean that we've got enough rain? You know, I start wondering about these things, and I go back looking through and say, how much rain does it take to produce a crop? And so I've seen the numbers. I went and dug them out again out of curiosity. You know, we had, through the end of June, we had 8 inches, 8.5, 8.75, kind of in Manhattan area. That's through the end of June. For January through June, it takes 10.9 inches to actually produce the first bushel of yield for a corn crop. Now, there would have been some moisture in the soil to start with, and so, you know, there are some fields that have a chance. But, you know, you look at the rainfall we've got, normally get 30-some inches, 33 and a half or something like that in a year. And so as to what it takes, we're really behind this year. Obviously, the folks south of town know that real well because it's worse south of town. But 10.9 inches before we ever start producing a kernel of grain in corn. Soybeans a little more efficient or get started a little better. It takes 7.5 inches. Grain sorghum, 6.9. And so for those who get across the state and see more grain sorghum out in western Kansas, you know, that's kind of the answer to that. It'll start producing grain sooner than corn will.
And how are we doing on prices so far? I think we had an AP report this morning that wasn't exactly too rosy.
Prices are not good. You know, they haven't been good for several years. It looked like we were making a little recovery there. Soybean price actually looked pretty good here, a couple months ago? And then, of course, politics has gotten in the way of that a little bit, and at least that's the explanation for prices dropping again.
So that has had an effect. That's not just something people have been talking about. We'll just talk about tariffs and trade
stuff.
Well,
you know, that's when the prices started going back down again. So, yeah, I think everybody would agree that that's kind of what's happened.
All right. Anything else on crops you want to touch
on?
Well,
you know, it's just a matter of that now. The other thing on crops, you know, we talk about how much water you actually need. I think it's important to note, though, that timing is really important. And so we need rainfall at flowering time. A corn crop, the early planted corn, normally around the 4th of July is when you need a rain. We didn't get it. And so the earlier corn in Riley County, some of that's in bad shape, especially southern part of the county. Some of it's been chopped for silage. And you get into Geary County and farther south, there's an awful lot of corn being chopped for silage. Some of the later corn here now has a chance. If you for some reason didn't plant it till mid-May, then we got a little rainfall, it's got a chance. So 4th of July for that, maybe the 25th of July is a good time for rain on grain sorghum most of the time, just as it's heading. I'm not sure that it's quite heading yet. And then usually mid-August is when we need a rain for soybeans. So that's when we start praying for those rains. that we really, really need them.
If you're good at rain dancing, go out there and start busting some moves.
That's right.
Because if we
can rain from here on out, we still can raise some decent sorghum and some pretty good soybeans.
So there's still a little hope.
I always have hope.
There we go. It's good to be an optimist.
I am.
Well, let's look. Let's switch gears just a little bit. Talk about the Riley County Fair. That's again coming up. Starts July 26th, but really things really start off tomorrow with the 4-H Horse Show, and then everybody starts getting into town. I mean, you can feel it. It's that time of year.
Well, I feel it. There's no doubt. I told you earlier, I feel it because my kids are actually in Clay County 4-H, and that fair is going on right now. And so I've been over there for the last 2 days. We had a pig show on Wednesday night and a sheep show on Thursday night. I had to do some advertising for them. Their beef show is going to be tonight, this evening. Riley County Fair then kicks off really tomorrow with our 4-H horse show. So the horse show is at 8:30 tomorrow morning out at Seco Park and the horse arena. So, and then we follow up with Monday. We've got a lot of 4-H families. A good majority of them will come in. We'll set things up, get everything cleaned up, getting everything in shape. Get ready for, well, some of the stuff actually comes in on Wednesday. We say the 26th through the 30th. Is that what the official dates or something like that?
Yeah.
The big change this year is that the livestock will be there on Thursday. All the time I've been here and beyond, livestock hasn't come in until Friday morning. And you get all the fairgoers coming in, going to the rodeo, going to everything else, and they walk in the barn and say, "Where's the livestock?" And we've talked about it every year since I've been here. And finally, going to make the change and get the livestock there for the public to see on Thursday.
And is that pretty common for most fairs that have a schedule closer to what you guys are doing this year?
Yeah, it is. Most fairs probably would enter some of the clothing and some of the baked goods the night before. Most of the livestock would come in then what you consider your official first day of the fair, and they'll be there through the duration. So, yeah, we're probably more on target with what other folks are doing now.
And did you want to go through some of those changes? Because really just all across the board.
Yeah, I think it would be good. We changed many of the shows. So, really, just the evening shows changed. And so, Thursday evening, 26th of July, will be the sheep show. I believe that starts at 7:30. Friday evening, the 27th. And so, that's a week from today. This is Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's a week from today will be the swine show here at the Riley County Fair. And Saturday evening, July 28th, will be the beef show. You know, that beef show has forever and ever been on Sunday night. It'll be on Saturday night this year. And then a couple other changes. Round Robin Showmanship will be Sunday afternoon. I think that'll be a good change. It'll be when a few more people can watch rather than on a Monday morning when really all you get is mom and dad, grandpa and grandma. And little brother and little sister tagging along, you know, that's so I think that'll be good for many of the folks who bring their young kids out. The pedal pull now, instead of Thursday night, will be on Sunday evening. I believe that's 6:30 on Sunday evening, July 29. And of course, we have a premium auction at the end. We want to get that in because if you'd like to come and donate some money, we'd love to have it towards kids' livestock projects. And that's on the 30th of July.
Very good. It'd be always exciting. I know I somehow got myself, I think John Job got me into it somehow. I'd like to go back and listen to the audio exactly, see what was the tactic he convinced me to get into the pie eating contest. But I'm doing that this year.
Are you eating the pie or are you judging it?
I think I'm judging
it. I guess that means you're eating it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I'm judging it.
But it's not a matter of how much you can eat.
Right.
Okay.
I've been warned. I've been, Yeah. No, I'm not doing any competitive eating or anything like that.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
No, just that I guess I'm judging.
Okay.
And I've been warned to just little bites because I guess there's going to be a lot of pie I'm going to have to sample.
One of the judges a few years ago said, yeah, you better be careful. He said, well, this was so good. And they said, are you sure you want to eat all this? Oh, yeah. And by the end, he didn't want to eat it all.
Well, I've been warned. I've been prepped. And Dave's prepped me on that, too. He said the same thing because I guess he's judged it 1 year.
So, what are the instructions on that? Do you eat that little piece of pie, or do you actually spit it out after you've tasted it?
I'm guessing I'm going to eat it. I'll get those details this week.
Okay,
but
I don't know. I'm not much into this judging stuff. On that side of things.
Oh, not on that side of things. All right.
If it's livestock, hey, I'll take you through it.
You got that. You got that. Anything else here with Riley County Agricultural Extension agent Greg McClure? Anything else, Greg, before we let you go?
You know, those are the things I wanted to cover. I want to be sure you all come to the county fair. I expect to see you there. You'll be there.
Oh, I'll be there.
Other than pie eating.
Yeah, I'll check it out. All right. I love county fairs. They're always great.
County fair is a fun time of year. It's when all your friends will be there. You know, if you don't come to see anything else, you'll be amazed how many people you run into that you know.
Absolutely. I'll probably see you there.
I think we will.
All right. Thanks so much. Greg McClure, Riley County Agricultural Extension, in and out this time.
All right. Thank you.
More in Focus coming up. We're going to talk Stuff the Bus with Lucas Shivers and Pit Closet Coordinator Tracy Emery. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.